and welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today, we will discuss United's chances against Southampton this weekend. Welcome to Nathan Thomas and to Mark Froggatt from the club website. Firstly, lads, let's start with the international break, a very successful one for a handful of Reds, as England booked a place to Brazil 2014. Was there ever any doubt, Mark?
There's always doubt with England. I think that's true. I think we can all say that, but I think we did well. I think most of the lads got through from what I've seen. I don't think anyone's been knocked out yet. There's a couple of lads who have got to take part in a few playoffs. I think Shinji's in a playoff. No, Shinji's qualified. I think it's Chicharito's in a playoff and one or two others. But no, it was a positive week. I think what you look for as United fans, quite selfishly, is that none of the lads get injured and none of them have done, so that bodes well for us coming back to domestic action.
Good to see Rooney in goalscoring form, Nathan Welbeck playing really well on the left-hand side of midfield against Poland, and Carrick getting a start in there, such an influential midfielder.
Yeah, I mean, they all did well. I thought it was good to see Smalling play as well. He did well, linked up well with Andros Townsend.
Interesting that he chose Smalling ahead of Phil Jones at right-back.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know, I can, depending on how they play, is sort of who I prefer at right-back. It just changes. I think they're both quite astute in that position. I just think, I feel Smalling's more of a snug fit in that position. I thought he stood out for me more than Phil Jones. But you know, Phil Jones is an excellent utility man, and he did really well. And I think, like Mark said, it's good to see them play well. And to be honest, it's good to see England make the finals, because you want your players to experience these big competitions, and it can only bode well, particularly for the young lads as well.
It was a big call for Michael Carrick to start, and I think it was a intelligent pick from Roy Hodgson, because there's a lot of clamour for Jack Wilshere to play, and while he's an incredible talent, I think he's a little bit in vogue at the minute. So I was happy that Hodgson picked Carrick, because, you know, let's face it, he's our best ball player and best passer of the ball. So I think that was pretty crucial to the win.
And it freed Gerrard up to get a bit more forward and ultimately score that second goal, which clinched the place.
If we wanted to take some credit for it, Carrick secured qualification.
Absolutely. And Rooney, he is really in form, isn't he? He's really hit the groove at the moment this season.
Yeah, he looks confident, and he looks trouble-free, and he looks fit, more importantly. So that all bodes well for us coming into these games now, because he's a fit Wayne Rooney can do anything for you. And as we've seen down the years, I think he's a talismanic figure, and he can galvanise us in important games. So I think his success eventually leads to our own success. So yeah, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. His partnership with Robin Van Persie will be one of the most feared throughout Europe. Now, Van Persie hit the headlines himself, didn't he, Nathan? Scoring a hat-trick for Holland, making him the top scorer of all time for his nation. That's a really good achievement.
Yeah, unbelievable. He's just a goal machine, isn't he?
I think with 41 in 80.
Yeah, it's incredible. And his United record, again, is peerless so far. I mean, I think with Robin as well, what I like about him is that he really gets the tradition and history around football. Like, yeah, he was, you know, honoured to sort of surpass Clivert's record and recognise his contribution to the game, and that was very present in when he signed for United, but last year, that he was wanted to come and add to the trophy haul that we've got so far. And I think, you know, if players have got that vested interest, you know that their heart's in it, and that can only be a positive, you know, for obviously Holland, but and for United as well.
What was interesting is that Robin, he had a toe injury in the run-up to the game, and he actually didn't think he was going to play, and was told on the day that he'd get 60 minutes, and he went out and scored a hat-trick, which yeah, obviously shows that his injury isn't too serious. So that's brilliant for us, and he comes back now against Southampton, hopefully, and hopefully he'll score some more goals against a team that he's got good form for scoring against.
Well, you say Southampton, a team which is next up here at Old Trafford, and they have one of the best defences in Europe, so it's a really tough proposition. They are unbeaten, been scored against for 472 minutes, five and a bit games. It's an impressive record.
You've been hanging out with Nick.
Yeah, I think I might have a bit too much. I was on holiday with him.
Yeah, they look good, to be honest. There's a lot of people saying they've kind of fluked their way into the top four at the minute, but I don't think that's true at all, because they've played some really tough games and got some great wins. So it's going to be a really difficult game. I think we saw last season how good they can be. They were, I think Sir Alex said after we beat them at Old Trafford that it was the toughest home game we'd had.
Yeah.
Up until that point anyway, so it's going to be really difficult. I think Pochettino's got them organised, he's got them looking solid at the back, and they're dangerous up front, so I'd be really happy with a narrow win on Saturday.
Not conceding, they're not scoring a lot of goals either, though, although they've won the last couple of games by 2-0.
I think, to be honest, with, like, coming back to Mark's point, Pochettino deserves a lot of credit, and yes, they're not scoring goals, but they are still very much a work in progress. I mean, he's set really high standards for him. He wants to see them in, you know, in the Europa League. And he came in under, you know, a lot of criticism insofar as that they didn't think Nigel Atkins should have been sat, and, you know, a lot, and the Southampton fans had a point with that, because he, you know, he'd steadied the ship there, got them promoted and was doing really well with them. But I think Pochettino's come in, and clearly, you know, there's a lot of hype around sort of how football's played on the continent now, particularly in Spain. You know, so he's come in, and clearly Southampton want to be playing a certain brand of football, and I think they'll do well this year. I don't think they'll be in fourth come the end of the season. I don't think many people will think that, but you know, I think they're moving in the right direction, and I'm sure the goals will come, just hopefully not on Saturday.
So what about the current Southampton squad? Are they good enough to come to Old Trafford and take something away? They went to Anfield and won.
Yeah, definitely good enough. I think every team, it's not a reflection of us, it's the reflection of the strength of the Premier League. I think every team's good enough of going to any ground and winning at the minute.
As West Brom showed.
We've seen that with West Brom, we've seen that with other teams and other shocks. I mean, people were hyping up Liverpool, and Southampton went and beat them, so they're definitely good enough. I think they've got some talented players, and they've got a style that's very refined, and they know what they want to do, and they set about and try and do it, so we have to be wary of that, particularly set pieces, because they've scored a lot of goals from those, so we need to be strong at the back and keep it tight.
And how important is it, Nathan, to build some momentum now and put some back-to-back wins together?
Yeah, absolutely. I think after the Sunderland game, I think a lot of the players were speaking about building a run, building momentum, which is difficult at the start of the season. You know, you sometimes get niggly injuries, you've got your international breaks. But yeah, I think, you know, the more games you get playing, like, you know, coming back to Rooney, he's a player that, you know, needs games, consistency, and when he gets that, he's on fire. And I think it's the same all around with United. If we can get the games, you know, particularly against Southampton, we know they're going to be tough, and get another win under our belt and just carry it on, and the momentum suddenly builds, and before you know it, you're challenging for the top places.
I think the momentum is key this Saturday, because this is the first of four consecutive home games, so we really need to win this game just for a confidence thing, and as Nathan says, just to set the ball rolling. I think what I'd like us to see is to start quickly, because we haven't really done that in many of the games this season, particularly against West Brom. We were really slow at the beginning, so if we can come out of the traps, get a couple of goals and get a good win, that will set us up for what looks like a tough run.
Yeah, you mentioned the word consistency earlier, Nathan. Does there need to be a consistency of team selection? We've had a lot of different starting lineups in David Moyes' reign so far.
We have. I think the thing with this year, I think usually under Sir Alex, maybe this time of year, once the internationals are over, you would find that there's a similar 11 week by week. Obviously, a few changes for cup competitions, but, you know, you'd have a pretty much a solid maybe back four, middle two. But I think with Moyes, I think now he's still knowing out his best 11 and how to use them, because I think it's worth remembering at Everton, obviously, he didn't have as big of a problem rotation-wise. He had a much smaller squad, knew his best players, and that they would have to play, particularly in the biggest games. So I think with us, we've got such a huge squad, he's still knowing out who to play and when to play them.
I think, to be honest, the concept of a best 11 is a bit old-fashioned for me. Yeah. I don't think any team has a best 11 anymore, really, especially the big clubs anyway. When you've got a squad of 25, it simply doesn't exist. And a few of the kind of journalists have kind of picked up on, oh, David Moyes has picked different teams this season, and is that why things we might draw on here and there? But Sir Alex was known for picking different teams.
Yeah, we can never get Sir Alex's team.
He pioneered the kind of rotation, so yeah, you have to do it, and I think the manager's been quite clever so far.
Should Adnan Yanezay start?
He definitely deserves to start. I mean, his last game, obviously, he scored 2 goals and won us the game, so based on that, he doesn't merit being dropped, does he? So he should start. I think he's been at the Aon training complex over the international break, working hard, so he's fit and,
fresh,
fit and
yeah,
raring to go, so I don't think there's any reason why he shouldn't.
Do you agree, Nathan?
Yeah, I think that might swing it, the fact that he's got that freshness. You know, Valencia's been away, Kagawa's been away, you know, potential people, and Nani as well, obviously not as far. But I think, you know, it's a good game to start him. He's at home at Old Trafford, he's off the back of a fantastic game at Sunderland. I don't think you'd expect Yanezay to suddenly start playing every single week. I think he's still very young, you've got to sort of, you know, bed him in slowly, but I play him against Southampton personally, but I'm not the manager.
So. Absolutely, should be fascinating to see that line up. Okay, just before we speak a little bit more about Southampton, I want to mention Matt Le Tissier. He is obviously Southampton legend, Premier League legend. I caught up with him at a recent event at the National Football Museum and asked him about the Saints' expectations this season.
Well, I would imagine after finishing 14th last season, top half would be a reasonable expectation. You know, and if we can maybe challenge at some point for a Europa League spot, I think that would be great progression.
Now we've seen at academy level and under 21s when United and Southampton have met, you've got a lot of terrific young talent. How much do you enjoy seeing that come through?
It's lovely seeing the boys come through academies and getting into the first team, being given a chance to get into the first team, because it doesn't always happen at a lot of clubs. They get sent out on loan to lower division sides. But Southampton have been really good at getting the kids into the side, and we're reaping the benefits from it.
How good is Luke Shaw going to be? A player we've been linked with quite often.
Yeah, I would imagine that he's got obviously two very good left backs in his way at the moment in Ashley Cole and Leighton Baines. But those guys are kind of going towards the back end of their career, so I would imagine once they make way, I think Luke Shaw will be England left back for many years.
Think Southampton can keep him long term?
I certainly hope so. I mean, certainly the club are in a good way financially, so they wouldn't have to sell him from that point of view. And then after that, it's down to the boy and whether he feels that he can achieve everything he wants to achieve whilst being at Southampton.
Can Southampton beat Manchester United, do you think?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's always a long shot. It's certainly at Old Trafford, and we've had a. Remember having a few decent games at the Dell down the years, but I don't remember coming away from Old Trafford with too many points. But we gave them a good game last season. I think it was a 2-1 defeat in the end. But I think Sir Alex said at the time that was probably one of the best away performances at Old Trafford that season. We kept the ball for long periods in the second half. We had a lot of possession of the ball. And were maybe a little bit unfortunate in the end not to get at least a point out of the game. So why not?
Yeah, so Letizia saying he hopes Luke Shaw will stay at Southampton. It's a player we've been linked with, Mark. Southampton produced so many good players, haven't they? So many good youngsters. Bale, Walcott, just to name a couple. Luke Shaw seems to be the next one.
Yeah, he seems to be. He's had a lot of media attention in the last 12 months or so, particularly linking his name with us. I really like him. I think he's an ambitious attacking player, and I think he's got a big future, especially for England, because he's at an age group where he's in line to follow Ashley Cole and Leighton Baines. Whether he'll stay at Southampton or not, I really doubt that. I mean, Pochettino is an ambitious manager, but unless he gets them challenging for the title and puts them in that bracket, Shaw's not gonna stay. So, but he's probably at the right place to develop and develop his potential, as you say. He's Oxlade-Chamberlain's been there, Bale, yeah. Walcott, they've all gone on to greater things after learning the trade at Southampton. So I think he's in the right place, and I'm kind of interested to see where he ends up.
Right, time now to hear from our favourite football statistician. What have you got for us this week, Nick?
It's an odd situation we find ourselves in this weekend, as United fans welcome a Southampton team that lie above the Reds in the Premier League table. It's not often you say that. But that's as much a reflection on the Saints' great start to the season as it is United's mixed one. Mauricio Pochettino's men are fourth in the league after 7 fixtures. Most remarkably, Southampton have conceded only 2 goals so far this term. That's the lowest total in the Premier League. Indeed, it's the second lowest in all the big leagues in Europe. Only AS Roma in Italy have conceded fewer. Thankfully, though, United haven't had too much trouble scoring against or beating Southampton in recent years. In fact, if the Reds win on Saturday, that will make it 9 wins on the bounce against the Saints, who have kept only 1 clean sheet against United in the last 19 fixtures. On the player front, Rio Ferdinand's in line to make his 300th Premier League start this weekend. It would be great to see him back in the centre of defence. And while Javier Hernandez will want a place in David Moyes' starting lineup, a cameo from the bench would make it 50 substitute appearances for the Mexican. By the way, he scored 14 times after coming off the bench, if you were wondering. Now, perhaps my favourite stat about this weekend is that United haven't lost a game at Old Trafford against a team beginning with S since February 1992. That's a run that stretches back 59 games and 21 years to a visit, funnily enough, by Southampton in the FA Cup. That game finished level, so a penalty shootout in front of the Stretford end decided matters.
Thanks for that, Nick. Great to have you back, because Adam Bostock last week was plain awful. That's all we've got time for. Many thanks to Mark Frogger and to Nathan Thomas from the club website. Thanks to you guys at home for joining us. Remember, you can keep up to date with the Barclays Premier League champions on manunited.com, Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.